Welcome to Busy Research, the podcast where business meets data and insights drive success. I'm your host, Vicki McCarthy, director of the Center for Applied Business Research at Austin Peay State University. On this podcast, we get busy learning about how applied business research can improve business decision making. Fellow investors and financial enthusiasts, this episode of Busy Research is about market mastery, where we delve into the world of financial investing. I'm your host, Vicki McCarthy, and today a true expert joins us in the field of financial education and research. Please welcome Dr. Eric Morrison, the host of 7 Honor 3, an educator and professional with a wealth of knowledge in guiding individuals through the exciting world of financial investments. Welcome, Eric.
Well, thank you, Vicki. It's a pleasure to be here and share some insights on trading education and research and how it can be a game changer for aspiring investors. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I traded as early as the 1990s. I started off with mutual funds and basically handed my money over to what I thought were people that had my best interests at heart. And that was not the case. I lost money with loaded mutual funds, and I didn't know really much about the instruments that I was trading. Then I went ahead and moved on to start developing a process with stocks and also learning a lot about risk management through a fellow professor that you may know, Dr. Joe Rogers, in terms of statistics and probabilities. And there I learned the significance of risk management and how it can help us, you know, stay to trade another day. And then I got into Forex, foreign exchange. I traded cross pairs and currencies. And then I learned how important it is to basically look at brokers who were actually stealing from me at that point and making sure that the company is audited and picking the actual brokers for the right companies and checking their audit and making sure that they're reputable folks. Then I moved on to futures, learned about trading a process through futures and learning about the different contracts with respect to that process that I was talking about. And then I was also trading with a process I learned from an Army buddy of mine, Dr. Ken Long. And he basically introduced me to a trend trading process that has been very profitable for those folks that trend trading. I did notice something that was missing in terms of market turns. And then I started an educational platform on Rizuku and this YouTube channel to kind of share some of the experiences and lessons learned that I had to keep from folks, you know, losing money. And it's grown, and we've started this in around 2019, then COVID hit. And we now currently have weekly kind of Zoom calls that to develop the community and also just foster, share experiences, foster kind of a creative environment to learn more and continuously learn about trading. We do programming in both PineScript and Python and auto trading. We develop bots, you know, for those folks that, you know, want to develop a strategy or a process and then put it into code and have it traded automatically for you. And then we continued on there to try to master those three markets, the Forex, futures, and stock markets, by addressing that strategy that is negatively correlated to trend trading or turn making. And then I got in touch with one of the unknown market wizards, Jason Shapiro, and Crowded Market Report, and been part of that community since last August, and been learning a lot from that community as far as turn picking. And This is where we're at right now as far as 7 on or 3, and just continually trying to learn from our experiences with those two communities.
Wow, you have had a fascinating journey with your own self-education in this field, and I have an impressive background in this area. So that means you have a lot to offer our listeners. Let's dive in. For those listeners who might be new to the world of financial investing, could you provide a brief overview of why education is so crucial in today's financial landscape?
Absolutely, Vicki. Trading education is the compass. It helps investors navigate that unpredictable ebb and flow of the markets. It also empowers individuals with the knowledge and skills, I think, to most importantly, manage risk, make informed decisions, and capitalize on those market opportunities.
I love that you describe it as a compass in a vast sea of information. Now, with the plethora of information available online, why is formal education in this field so necessary? And what distinguishes it from the self-taught approach?
Yeah, I've been part of both approaches. While self-taught and self-learning, they're self-paced, they're valuable ways of going through particular information. Formal education provides kind of a structure and a comprehensive approach with a community. And I think community is very important, especially if you have questions and you want to interact with different perspectives and worldviews, because it's important to get different takes on how you're approaching a particular problem set. It covers not just the basics, but also risk management, different strategies, like I was talking about, the two strategies that are both negatively correlated, the trend trading and then the turn picking strategies, and then market analysis. So additionally, it summarizes and kind of synthesizes business research so that individuals can apply, you know, what is relevant in bridging that gap between theory and practice.
Thank you for highlighting research as a key element in financial investing. Now let's talk about misconceptions. What are some common myths about financial investing that you often encounter, and how would you debunk them?
Well, one common myth is that you need a lot of money to get started, and that is not true. In reality, you can start off small with small lots. You can do paper trading on accounts. You can start off with small shares just to build that confidence. So you start, in reality, with the right education. Individuals can start with very small amounts in terms of learning, you know, through this, their process in terms of trading. Another myth that it is a get rich quick scheme. That's far from the truth. It's not get rich quick. It's takes a lot of research and a lot of time to analyze the markets and to get a actual trading plan started for whatever market you're doing, whether it be Forex, futures, or stocks. And then it requires a mindset. Where is your mindset at this point? It requires patience, humility, requires a strict discipline to that process. And it also requires lifelong learning, continuing to learn. And that's where the communities come in to help, you know, take a look at your processes and at your approaches and to see if there's any gaps in there that they can help fill.
I appreciate that you highlight patience as a virtue in this field. On an earlier podcast, I spoke with Robin Householder, CEO and president of our local BBB. On that podcast, she also stressed patience in the marketplace, as well as research. So thank you for reminding us of this important virtue. Now, Eric, could you share a success story or an example of how proper research and education has transformed an individual's investment journey?
Yes, certainly. I've witnessed individuals go from being very apprehensive about the markets to confidently navigating them. Basically, education empowers them to make informed decisions. And some have turned into a fulfilling career, or they've started doing it full time. I've even seen some folks turn into programmers, you know, where they didn't understand, you know, the inner workings on how a particular process worked. And then by programming that strategy, either in PineScript or Python, they learn the system even more in depth. It's truly transformative to watch, you know, folks go from the basics to advanced strategies and programming.
Those are very inspiring examples and stories of success. As we wrap up, what advice do you have for our listeners who are considering delving into financial markets?
Well, I would say to approach it with an open mind, kind of check your ego at the door and make a commitment to lifelong learning. You know, start with the basics. You find reputable education resources. And in that selection, also consider who you're learning from and seeking that coaching and mentorship relationship that will span the test of time. It's very important to who you pick is going to teach you these different types of strategies. The journey might have some challenges and some drawdowns, but the rewards are well worth the effort. And if you'd like to learn more, you can check out my YouTube channel at 7honor3. I have both processes there with Tortoise Capital and Dr. Ken Long in terms of trend trading and then turn picking with Crowded Market Report.
Wise words for our aspiring investors out there. Thank you, Eric, for shedding light on the importance of research and investment education. And it's been an enlightening conversation. If listeners want to learn more about Dr. Eric Morrison's financial education YouTube channel 7honor3, please check out the show notes below.
Thanks for having me, Vicky.
Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of Busy Research. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. We'll catch you in the next episode of Busy Research. Until then, stay curious and busy.